come. The Lord of the ritualistic performance of Yakya later married Dakshina, who was very anxious to have the personality of Godhead as her husband. And in this wife, the Lord was also very much pleased to beget 12 children. Prabhupada. An ideal husband and wife are generally called Lakshmi Narayan, to compare them to the Lord and the Goddess of Fortune. For it is significant that Lakshmi Narayan are forever happy as husband and wife. A wife should always remain satisfied with her husband, and a husband should always remain satisfied with his wife. In the Chanakya Shloka, the moral instructions of Chanakya Pandit, it is said that if a husband and wife are always satisfied with one another, then the Goddess of Fortune automatically comes. In other words, where there is no disagreement between husband and wife, all material opulence is present and good children are born. Generally, according to Vedic civilization, the wife is trained to be satisfied in all conditions, and the husband, according to Vedic instruction, is required to please the wife with sufficient food, ornaments and clothing. Then, if they are satisfied with their mutual dealings, good children are born. In this way, the entire world can become peaceful. But unfortunately, in this age of Kali, there are no ideal husbands and wives. Therefore, unwanted children are produced, and there is no peace and prosperity in the present day world. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Shatharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Abu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadha Jivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. This verse is a verse which is very difficult for many modern ISKCON devotees because it describes a culture as it was in existence. Very impressive. As it was in existence thousands of years ago, Srila Prabhupada, after having given the ideals of a Vedic culture, he says, what can we do? These ideals of husbands and wives are not existent. People have changed, and therefore it is not possible to introduce this culture as it is again. I personally feel that this has been an ongoing course of investigation in our society, we have tried to introduce certain aspects of Vedic culture, and after 25 years and more, we have to say that not all of them worked, because we're just different people, we have different conditions, our minds work in a different way. Just now there's a great quarrel in the University of Göteborg, in the Department for Peace and Development Research. This whole department, which is investigating what is necessary to have peace, is in the process of breaking apart due to a violent quarrels about a very interesting issue. The issue is that are people the same or are people different? There are theories that the next major conflicts in the world will happen because of cultural differences and not so much economic or whatever reasons. It's a theory. I do not want to introduce the theory in great detail, nor am I very expert in this, nor is the Bhagavatam meant for politics in the Bhagavatam class. But I just wanted to say, this question of are we different and what cultures work with us is not only a question which has which engages the thinkers of ISKCON, but it's a very relevant question. Today, I do not wish to talk about this subject matter because it's a cultural subject matter, and I'm very honestly prepared for another subject. This morning was a difficult morning for me, and I could not prepare for this, so I will lecture on a subject which I feel is of such interest for you and for all of us, that if we understand it deeply, it might change our lives entirely. Are you ready for this subject? Well, let us first hear what it is. I want to talk about becoming authentic in Krishna consciousness. The word authentic means that a person who is authentic is self-realized. It's a modern word, and it requires, we can also say authentic means to be a real person, not to live in a lie, to be yourself, to be connected to your innermost essence, and so on. These are all definitions when we hear about the word authentic. Now, most people in this, in our modern times, and many people in Krishna consciousness are not authentic. The reason is that they play certain roles which are expected of them because of the society in which they live. Each society has a few rules and expects its members to conform to these rules. And someone who knows to play the game well, and we want to express it in modern American slang, we could also use a better language, someone who knows how to play these roles well and who fulfills expectations, can expect that he's rewarded by that society. He's seen as a good man, or a good woman, and he gets certain advantages, I wanted to say, which a social outcast cannot get. When one is a social outcast, one could not. For instance, I'm sitting here on the lecture table, and I'm expected to deliver to you the philosophy of the Bhagavatam. If I do, I will get breakfast prasadam. If I don't, I might be reported on com to our judicial system, and might be treated not in a polite way, but in a different way, and even get a punishment, maybe. So there are certain expectations which everyone follows in a given society, and he gets certain advantages due to this. Now, from our childhood on, we have been trained to conform to roles. I remember how I had to go to the dancing school in Germany and learn good manners, because I was supposed to come from a good family and I needed to learn how to, you know, just the rules of politeness. Oh, there's so many rules. Finally, I totally objected to all this, and I took tomatoes in the dancing school, and I threw these tomatoes at my dancing teacher and all the people, and said, "I don't want this. I will become a rebel in society. Haribol." That time I didn't know Haribol, so said something else, and I was thrown out of the dancing school, I remember. It was a scandal. So I think, you know, from childhood on, we are expected to perform in a certain way, and therefore we are adopting a certain facade and a certain way of behavior, and we are not in touch with our real self, really, most of the time. This can even create a problem. Even in older devotees who all of a sudden notice, "Oh, this is not what I am." They say, even I have seen my godbrother, they say, "Enough of this lie. Yasam grihasta." No, this is Yasam means, is it Swedish? No, it's Croatian. Serbo-Croatian, maybe. Serbian Croatian. "I am a grihasta," they say. "Enough of this lie." And then they do something, and everyone says, "Oh, how could he do such impossible thing? Maybe I will do it also." this is a situation in this time and ISKCON. The developments are such that many devotees, because the leader here, our North European little ISKCON world, has made a step in his life, and a decision in his life, which affected many of us in some way or another. And now there's a feeling amongst devotees, well, it's time to be honest. It's time to get real. Because he has given an example in his life, which he felt maybe it was a step towards authenticity. So this is the subject matter I want to talk about this morning, and you can expect some great surprises, but only if you stay awake. I know my audience in the ISKCON temples. They are young, working very hard, and Brahma sleep is always very close in the Bhagavatam class. So, first of all, let us discuss that it is important to be authentic. A person who is living in a lie will not be able to live a very satisfying life, because reality will prove him to be a liar. Reality will show him that he at one stage or another will have to act according to his nature, svabhava. The Gita explains this very clearly. The Gita says no one can act against his nature. What good can repression do? It is important to be authentic. It is important to be connected to one's nature. And precisely at this point, the subject matter gets highly interesting. We have to ask what nature we have to be in touch with. There are two natures which we have. One is called the conditioned nature, and one is the spiritual nature. Conditioned nature means it is concerning the layers which are surrounding the self, the identity, and the spiritual nature is the eternal, uncovered self. Most of you know the philosophy, you're translating the books, so I will only talk briefly on this, which is a commonplace understanding. We are souls who undergo at this present moment a human experience, because we are in a human body. We experience things according to this physical body, which has a set of senses and a certain mindset. So to undergo this human experience, we have a few layers around our personality. Just like if I undergo the experience of seeing the world on a sunny day, I might have a pair of sunglasses on my eyes, which protect my eyes but give me also a very, let me say, selected or conditioned experience of my surroundings. I see my surroundings in a brown way. Hare Krishna Dhruva. I see it in a brown way because I have brown glasses. In the same way, I have coverings as a soul. I have a very, very physical side about myself, which likes to eat. This kosha or covering is called anamaya kosha. Means derive great pleasure in eating, and think it is extremely important to eat. Some of us older Hare Krishna people are often on this platform, and therefore the dhotis and saris are getting fulfilled with more kgs. Anamaya kosha. Then the next kosha is the pranamaya kosha. I'm very active. The platform of activity. Sometimes in temples, devotees feel it is difficult for them to attend spiritual programs because they are very actively minded people. We must do this, we must do that. Then there's another kosha, it's called the Jnana Maya kosha. This is the intellectual level, the intellectual layer. And then there's the Vijnana Maya kosha, and then comes our real identity, which is Ananda Maya kosha. It's my original spiritual self, which is full of Ananda because it is part of Krishna. Now, interestingly enough, the Sanskrit philosophy says that all these layers are Atma. Atma means self. Please remember, we talk of self-realization, of being authentic, and they say everything is Atma. A mind, a body, its senses, intellect, and soul, all are called Atma. I feel this is very significant. If we talk on authenticity, we must take care of all these levels, because they are all the self. Depending on what perspective you take, all others can mean the self. And I feel the practical example is that devotees need to take care of these levels as well. If we don't, a problem arises. For instance, I remember when I was a young devotee, I was convinced that I'm the soul and everything else is illusion. So in the winter time, I would not dress properly. Paratam will remember when we were living in Kapitelbusch, Weich in Germany, we had our temple there, and then we had a translation room where we translated. So there was about 50 meters in between, and I would never dress in shoes, even in the midst of winter, because my logic was, I'm not the body. I was very much philosophically convinced, had a lot of shraddha, and as a result, I was neglectful of the physical platform. I developed a cold in the winter, always. I thought, this is illusion. I have given you an example where you can see very easily that it is problematic if a person does not look for the other platforms as well, just focusing on the spiritual platform. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in his book Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita that also a transcendentalist must take care that his physical platform is taken care of, his emotional platform is taken care of, the mental side and so on, the social platform is taken care of, and the spiritual platform. Our Hare Krishna movement is expert in taking care of the spiritual platform, and it has not developed very much on the other platforms. Therefore, devotees at this present moment sometimes feel dissatisfied because certain aspects of their life are either vague, one has not thought about it very deeply, or they feel even totally dissatisfied. When Srila Prabhupada left our world, he left us as orphans. He said, like a concerned father, knowing that the storms of change will blow over us, his children, he said, 50% of my work is not yet done. And with this he meant that he meant Varnashram, or that part of society which will take care of the physical, emotional and social aspects of our human life. Very often this is missing in devotee's life, and as a result, so much dissatisfaction comes. And they tend to, find fault with the philosophy because they're just so dissatisfied. You know how it is when you're in the Bhagavatam class and you're so, oh my, so tired. Then the class can be very, very nice and even interesting and not boring, which is rare. the result is you feel so discomfortable. Hare Krishna Prabhu, we are talking about you at this moment. I thought it is only fair to let you know. We're speaking about when someone is tired, the class can be good, but because he's so tired, he always falls asleep and he cannot appreciate the words because he doesn't hear them. In the same way, when we receive so much if some sides of our personalities are not taken care of, we cannot hear or appreciate the spiritual philosophy. It is not possible. When there's so much pain, that I'm suffering so much because I know when I go out of this class or out of this situation, I have a quarrel with someone, I have an impossible relationship. And this relationship will even be there in the Bhagavatam class. Or if I'm too tired and I'm a little sick, this problem will be there even in my spiritual activities. Therefore, my dear devotees, when you ask the question of becoming authentic, you feel you should become authentic, you have to look at all the different platforms of human existence. In this world, when we say become authentic, we usually, the people of this world, they usually don't. You have the most beautiful deities in the universe. They are always on the other side of birth and death, isn't it? They always smile, but they always bless us. They are always reliable. They are there waiting for us. So nice. It's a wonderful setup for the altar. He's a cowherd boy. You can see here the ropes. He will soon go out into the pasture and tie the calves, and not calves, the cows, tie them around the feet. Gashma, gashma, shushma, shushma. Yes, when the people in this world talk about authenticity, I do not really know, I can't talk for them. Well, I somehow feel they must become more real, and I can imagine that there are also some thoughtful people who have thought deeply about this subject matter. But I want to speak today to devotees and for devotees, obviously. When we talk about it, it is a very interesting subject and a very important subject, because we have a knowledge in our Shastra and also in our experiences that there are different layers around us, and we need to take care of all of them, otherwise our life is not well taken care of. But and here comes my last point, my most properly most important point. In the process of becoming authentic, And taking care, we have to take care of the different layers, we were saying. But don't become a chameleon. Let me tell you the story of the chameleon. Once there was, well, let me first tell you what I want to say, because then the story makes sense. See, you can't always change your identity according to the layer where you are on. If you are on the physical layer, you cannot, you know, behave in a non-spiritual way by eating things which are pushing you downwards in your evolution of your life. When you say you need a little entertainment, if you then go to into the holiday, into the Tivoli, in Denmark I believe there's Tivoli, and you behave in ways which are totally non-spiritual, and someone may ask you, why are you behaving like this? And you say, well, I have to be authentic on this layer. I am an entertainment lover. I need to go now to a few cinemas. I will stay the whole day in the cinemas. I just go out to one after the other. There's some possibility, I think, to do it. One stops at the next. I need to see a good sexual movie, but it must be good. Yes, I am a body. I have these private parts as well. Then the next thing is you want to be a little bit authentic on the social level. Then you go to the Red Indians and live in the Pueblos for some time. You know, it's a good social system. Like the ants, they have a perfect social system. So other human beings, I don't mean it in a negative way. Maybe I don't know if Pueblos work any longer, but they used to work at least. Communities with certain rules and so on. The problem is, you could become a chameleon. Chameleon means it always changes its color according to the environment where it is at the present moment situated in. It changes. Here it would be blue with some flowers, and if it would be on the floor, it would be brown with some patterns. So in the same way, a person who is a chameleon, he sometimes talks like this, he sometimes behaves like this, and so on and so forth. And sometimes devotees who are thinking about authenticity and the different layers, they might not be clear about this, and in this way follow the path of the chameleon. No, the way to become authentic also on these different layers is to first of all settle what do you want to do with your life. Where are you at home? What is the deepest definition of yourself which you can arrive at? What do you mean when you hear the word self-realization? What self is most important to you? You want to be on the physical layer? Then you become a bodybuilder most probably, because that side is most important to you. If you are on the mental layer, then you become a reader of Franz Kafka. He's extremely mental. If you want to be on whatever layer, musical, he will become Mr. Musical Man. What is who you want to be? Where do you want to realize yourself the most? What's your emphasis? Now, I'm saying this as if you, I mean, most of you who have joined, they have made this decision that they want to become devotees of the Lord. And they understand themselves to be an eternal spiritual personality which is not yet fully developed, which is like, you know, which is in seed form there in the heart, and which by the processes of bhakti yoga will develop its personality more and more. So once you have decided that, you should, in order to avoid the terrible life of a chameleon, after all we are humans, we are not meant to change, or it create the type of schizophrenia it can create, then you have to spiritualize all these different layers. For instance, the physical layer, it is described, then you take prasadam, not other food. If you are a grihastha, you purify the sense of touch with your partner. And this is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes it. I know it sounds very low. Then you, when you are, when you, you know, you look for culture, then you go for spiritual theater. I know we have none of this, only sketches which may not satisfy our cultural urges. But what I do at the present moment, I produce a movie. It costs about $30 billion. And it's all done in my mind for the culture. It's called Brihad Bhagavat, the journey of the soul back to Godhead. It's very good, but only I can see it in all the colors. That technology we should still have. I would like to, you know, put one of these things in, click in the heart, and then it goes like, welcome to the world of the Sashinandan home movies. And then da 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 da. And then you would see things flying through space and traumas developing and so on. I think one has to be his own Steven Spielberg. You know, one cannot have these, look at the other movies. You have to, has to do things in a private way. But it's very important that from our position of self-realization, that we should try to become authentic there. Now, you have to know that if you choose this path, you will be challenged. You will be, it will be seen if you, whether or not you are really determined to go, you know, to realize yourself as an eternal servant of Krishna. There will be so many tests, and they will come from your conditioned nature. This is to be expected in spiritual life. Last time, when I flew from Bombay to Frankfurt, I was experiencing a very interesting phenomena which I would like to share with you today. It was very interesting. We were flying in the airplane, then one person next to me, who had introduced himself to be a captain, a pilot, he said, "We are off course." And I became a little worried. Then after half an hour, he said, we again, of course. Not of course means this is the course and this is of course. not on the course. Then again he said, and then I finally said, will we ever go to Paris? Because our flight was to Paris. Will we ever? Of course, he said. And this time he meant it in a different way. Yes. I said, can you please explain? We are all the time, of course. You've totally worried, put me in anxiety. He said, yes. Listen, when you are flying in the air, due to the winds which blow at high speeds in these high altitudes, yeah, they always put the airplane a little away from the course. And this is the natural course, and then the wind comes. The airplane goes like, and it moves a little away. But then, it is not a problem. Why is this not a problem? Because the course is corrected again. I don't know if you... Is my example clear? Most of the time, when the airplane is in the air, it is not on course. It is off course. It sounds so, because of course you usually say of course in a different way, meaning a different thing. Somewhere here, somewhere there. But because it is, the course is always corrected and it is brought back on course, it reaches. In the same way, as long as we are in this material world, our conditional sight will always bring us a little bit away. For instance, I have a cold, and if it was up to my body, I would be comfortably sleeping at this time. But then Srinivas came with this kind smile and said, Maharaj, are you all right? I said, of course. And I went out, taken a second time a rest, and I went out and again brought my airplane on course and came to the deity greeting and Guru Puja and so on. This is what we will have to do in our life. We have to expect this. We should not become totally, shocked because of this. We will always, by our conditional nature, there will always be something which pulls us a little away from the strict spiritual practices. We have this material body. And here comes the news. We can bring it back on course as much as possible, but at times we have to also let it go a little bit. In the Uddhava Gita, Lord Krishna compares the process of becoming self-realized with riding on a horse. Now, he says sometimes the yogi, that's us, has to give the horse its way for some time. And then he can certainly bring it back under the control of the self. That means as a devotee sometimes you may have to make a walk so that your physical bodies are healthy. Sometimes you may have to rest longer, haribol. Sometimes you may have to cultivate friendships and take more time to cultivate the friendships so that you, emotionally you are right. Sometimes you have to you know, take a little bit more care, especially when the kroppen, when the body is sick, you will have to let the horse a little bit. If you always go too hard, it will be disastrous. I remember when we were in Sanktan in German, the Iron Sanktan party. There were devotees who would not even eat, take the time to chew their prasadam. They would just swallow peanuts down. Okay, let's go on. Out again. Mr. and Mrs. Iron. But after some time they melted away because, you know, the physical body was giving them so many problemskis. So let us summarize what I have to date. I'm sorry, my style of delivery is a little bit slow today, but still I think we need a summary to see what was he saying this morning. It's important to become authentic because our movement is all about self-realization. When a devotee wants to become connected with his self, he needs to understand that there are several layers which are covering the self. I think we have done a mistake in the past by just taking care of one level only, and we have suffered on an individual and on a collective basis. In the process of taking care of the different layers, some devotees make mistakes as well. They all of a sudden lose the spiritual goal out of sight, totally into these levels and layers of their personalities in a way which is disconnected from Krishna conscious understandings and philosophies. And this is like ISKCON is well known in sociological circles. It's a pendulum swing. First it's this way, then it's all the other way. Wow, can you not become balanced? Is there not there only left and right? Something in the middle, maybe? You know, in this lecture, we are suggesting that yes, there is a middle, a balanced way, where you have deep spiritual understandings and commitments, and you know that's the way where you want to go. And whilst you are living your life, you always try to bring the airplane, which is either here or there, back on the course, and you do this. You have to take care of the other layers, but in a spiritual way. I hope this was satisfying to you. I hope you all have something to learn from this. But I want to make a point here in concluding before I take questions. When you are going this path, the path of Krishna consciousness, when you are sincerely desiring to become a self-realized happy devotee in Krishna consciousness, then you need to think very deeply about this in the subject matter. Remember, it's your own life. Why? That your own life, because you are your own person. It is a very unique personality each one of us is, and we may have slightly different ways how we deal with our conditioned nature in a Krishna conscious way and how we bring ourselves on course. Some devotees feel the need to go to the university and study because they feel that
brains need this. This doesn't mean that everyone should now go to the university and study, because everyone is not such a person. Others feel the need to maybe learn a musical instrument, express themselves. Shum, 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 shum. That level. Other feel I really need to go deeply into the philosophy. Where are the Goswami literature? Prabhupada says we must study all these literatures. Doesn't mean everyone is made in this way. Each one has to find out. It's an individual path. And if you have seen something valuable in this lecture, please, by all means, do three things. Think about the subject matter, what it could mean in your own life. It's something very important, and it will make you happy if you are doing it in the right way and connecting yourself with Gandharvika Giridhari and their wonderful plans for you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Do you have any questions regarding this presentation? Yes. Yes.
So, the pure spiritual self that discussed Harry Jackson, which works, and then all the other layers of
No, we won't take our mind back into the material world, to our body. And it has certainly its advantages. But while we are here in this world, we need to spiritualize them and that's really the duty of culture. Prabhupada describes his own life, how as a young boy he would go in the evening to the Ramayana theater. How did that sit? You know, you have seen these theaters. A little while ago, Srishtikata and myself, we wanted to see some spiritual theater, and we went to Vrindavan to one Leela. It was so interesting. And I'm still thinking of it. It was Krishna's marriage. It was showing Krishna's marriage. So the Leela started not on the stage, but somewhere else in the guru, in some place. There was singing, dancing. We thought, but what's going on? Should we go there? Then we decided not to go because we would lose our good viewing place before the stage. And then we saw what was going on. The cowherd men, they were dressed like cowherd men, were celebrating that Krishna would go to his marriage now. And he was dressed. He had a crown, and he had, this string of very fine pearls. You couldn't see his eyes, his face, because he was going to his marriage. No one should see his face before Radharani. It was, there is in Krishna Leela, Jiva Goswami describes it, a short play like marriage. And then it was nice, and it started. He was brought on the chariot, and in the chariot he drove towards the stage. But first he drove around the stage, and then I still remember he was sitting on on this chariot, and they were always had some men dancing while he threw him powder. Yoo-hoo! Krishna's getting married. This is the news of the day. You know? And then Krishna was taking nervous, all these girls hang down, staying like this, and he left like this to the audience, and we were going, wow, this is so good. Krishna looks at us. Then he was drinking some, I believe, sherbet, it's called, sherbet, and then only a little, and the rest was flying over. You know, someone went like with a glass, and he put on 100 hands, and then he was going all around, and then he went through the audience, and everyone went to his lotus feet, and then he went on the stage, and then it started a very complicated play, you know, because everything is so, and he said this, and she said this, and this was not taken care of, and, oh, where's the flute, you know, and involved play, and Prabhupada described how he went to this place when he was young, and then when he was driving back home, it was late, and he would sleep on the bullock cart and dream of Krishna in the night. This is how culture is supposed to purify, you know, us in many aspects. And yes, we just saw a pioneer of Krishna conscious culture, Krishna Prema, and his wife. They are trying to give the devotees some culture, but they are alone. Very important to have culture, literature, thoughts, so that we can be spiritualized, and our, you know, conditioned selves are not always starving. I think we do good in one part, that's the eating culture. That's where we developed some. At least some of you look like they are frequently visiting this level. Okay. Yes. Your name, please. Tapas from Norway. Yes. Yes, Tapas Prabhu. I feel in each spiritual culture there are some essential elements which we absolutely require, and there are some elements which are not essential, and they are cultural. So for spiritual life we obviously need some elements which are necessary. For instance, we need a vegetarian food which we offer to the Lord. But you may not always need a dhoti. When it's in Norway and the wind is blowing, you can also be a devotee in pants. I'm giving a very simple example. Now, to define what is essential and what is not essential, that may also vary from person to person. Therefore, I'm thinking very much spiritual life is a very individualistic way. If you would do what I'm doing, you would not maybe be satisfied. I'm always preaching morning till evening, and but I like it very much. It's somehow I have a big mouth. My father also had one. And therefore it is natural. I can find myself in this service. But another person is maybe more withdrawn, not so outgoing. So that really it's different from person to person. What is essential is, Tapas Prabhu, that we need to understand the philosophy and the different possibility it offers to different people. Also, what you can do is you can go before the deities and pray to them, "My dear Gandharvika Giridhari, please help me to become your satisfied devotee." And they will be able to take care. Ultimately in spiritual life, Tapas, I have given this lecture where I think we should take care of the different layers. But ultimately we can only pray to Krishna to please take care of our lives. After all, he has the perfect plan. He knows everything. But we are so small. And it's very difficult to plan our lives for us. Especially now, on the horizon of ISKCON, the winds of change are starting to blow. I think it's good, but it will surprise some of us. It has already surprised some of us very much. Yes. Therefore, let us pray to Krishna. You know what is best for me. I'm just your servant who has unfortunately forgotten you and fallen into this world. Please take care. You are the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. This is how you want to pray. Hare Krishna. Yes, may I ask your name? I know who you are. I know who you are. You're your name was Lena when you joined. Yes, Lavanya. Yes, you are the wife of Janu. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it can be. I feel every human being, because we need the environment of friends, needs to be somewhat like a social being. And to be a social being means you sometimes don't do things which you would do if you are not in the group. For instance, if you travel alone, you can make your own time schedule, but when you're in the group, you have to show up at a certain time, otherwise it disturbs everyone in the group. That is a very simple and obvious example where you may feel, oh, I want to go get up early, later. No, I want to. But then if you go, then the group can't start. Like we were traveling in a group through the Himalayan mountains, and it was important that we started at 8 o'clock, and if someone was still resting, then the whole group had to wait. So as soon as you are with several people, even only in a marriage with your marriage partner, then you have to, there are things which you have to do, which you wouldn't do when you would be alone. I think that's natural. But at the same time, there are things which you don't have to do, which you could do
your own way. I have learned this in my own Krishna conscious life, that I am a certain way. I come from a certain social background, and I was always, I needed my free space in my own spiritual life, and I still need it, because I'm just like this. I'm not Mr. Everybody. This is, I recognized that. I tried to be, but it was not satisfying for anyone. So I think one has to have a healthy sense, where one also is able to, you know, see I'm a little different, and I need to do things a little different. Otherwise, I'm like a chameleon. It is it's problematic. I don't have the personal chemistry to always change. It doesn't work. So a healthy balance needs to be found. And for that, I guess we all need to make a few experiments. Sometimes we go too far, and the people will tell us that, oh, why did you do this? This was really wild. And we say, I'm in the experimenting phase, you know, but sometimes you make mistakes. For instance, we have, to speak very practically, we have now, you all have heard, I think, of the VTE. In the VTE we have the understanding that each one, that we want to help all the devotees reach their full potential in their vanas, their ashrams, and so on and so forth. And the way we do it is, we have to do something like rolling. It's an interesting word. Roll, it comes from roll. And rolling means you change your role. Like sometimes you're the pujari, sometimes you're this, sometimes you're that, you're doing this, you're doing that. And then you see what suits you best, where you, what you like to do, and what is easy for you to do. But in a social group, especially, I personally think, if you always try to be someone you are not, and if there are some signs, it doesn't work. You have to get them out. And usually Krishna wants that you use all your abilities in his service. I feel as spiritualists, we are in a group, but what Labanga Lalita? Latika. Labanga Latika says it is a very important point. We should be a little bit more tolerant with each other. We should give each other a little bit more free space. And if someone dances a different style at kirtan, you know, we should not immediately write on com, did you see how he danced or how she danced, you know. We shouldn't be so we should be a little bit tolerant, and all the devotees, we should be kind. That's the first thing. If you want that you can express yourself a little bit more freely, then you have to learn to. Then you have to also. This is a little esoteric law here. You have to allow others space also in your life. This is very interesting. In human life, if you want something to change, you have to allow that the others can also do what you want to do yourself. And then usually you are left alone, and you can do. It's an esoteric law, which is not only a social law, it's a law of nature. Which one can use in this process. If you
be just a little bit more loving and tolerant with each other. It would be so much easier for each one of us to do this process which I have talked about. But instead, sometimes we create such strong expectations and barriers that everyone is working under a fear principle. What if I don't come to Mangal Aarti? Everyone will talk about me. I think this is not the case in our Swedish temples. But you know, there may be other fear principles which are strong, and this is not good. Not good. Have I answered your question? Yes, you're correct. But better you started when you're still relatively young. If you're 50 or 60, then it's too late and you might explode at that time. Boom! Everyone wonders what happened to Laban Valatika. No, I understand you ask for. In general, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. We are not Vedic people, yes. We are Western people. Yes. Correct. Yes. You're right. This opens the question to really coming to grips. What are we? How do we work? What is an essential good spiritual element to take over? What is something which we better leave behind? This is a deep, deep thought. And I feel we need to think about this on an individual level as well. We can't wait for ISKCON to make these types of decisions for us, because ultimately spiritual life will be always individual. We shouldn't be afraid to be individuals. It's a fact of nature that we are. Even the Vedic culture, it had these given things, like this was an ideal, but it was handled also. I mean, I can imagine. Just think of some examples, some Vedic culture, couples. Yeah, I know, for instance, Yajnavalkya and his wife, they would discuss, and his wife would always challenge him. That's in the Upanishads, and he would give answers. Now, in their relationship, it was all right. That the wife would always challenge the husband to get him thinking, and you know, is this really all right? Thank you for asking. Think, and then he, you know. But I think every relationship would be. With every relationship, I'm not an expert in Grihastha. I shouldn't even try it, but I don't know if every relationship would be happy with such a way. It was their own way of doing it. Please don't forget my main... Now I'm turning away from Labanga Latika's question. I always wanted to learn it because she joined in the same temple where I spent 1.5 years, and we never talked because at that time brahmacharis were not talking with Matajis. And therefore, yeah. You was not there? And immediately you went? See, I didn't even notice you. I only noticed that you joined. Your father came and brought you. I thought, oh, what a nice Vaishnavi is coming and joining the temple. But then you went immediately. I didn't know that. I thought we were living in the same place without talking for 1 year. But it's good. It's nice that it wasn't there. So, turning now away from this particular question, going again to the general point. The general point is we need to become authentic, and it's our own work, it's our individual work. And that means I would request you to think about what I have said so far. I'm aware that I have not presented everything in great detail, and maybe I have looked over some important points even. After all, this was only one lecture. So please think about it, talk about it, and do not forget my main point, which was we should decide what we want to do, and then in our lives, in this process of becoming authentic on the different taking care of the different levels, we should remember, yes, Krishna, 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 and Krishna rise everything. It's now already 9:20, so if you have other questions, please reserve them for other times when we can have the lectures and so on. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.